Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. It's so lovely to be here. It's so lovely to have you here. And today I'm going to talk to you about the four arrows that you see at the top of your chart, also known as the four transformations. You would have also heard the arrows referred to as the variables. So we're going through those in this podcast. Before I get to that, I just want to have a shout out because there's a number of people who have left reviews and I'm so incredibly grateful. The whole reason I'm on this planet, and I know this because of my design, is to really be able to serve the community, to serve the people in a way, you know, you guys, serve you to grow and be your most authentic selves, to live life in abundance and joy and all of those wonderful things. So every single one of you who leaves a review and takes the time to write a comment as well, I am so deeply grateful. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a part of this journey to really empower the planet through our human design, right? It's so funny now, whenever I speak or whenever I hear people speaking in sessions, I'm like, I can hear the code. And you know, I talk a lot about empowerment, and that's a lot of my circuitry is empowerment. And I'm going to talk about that one day on the podcast too. Okay, a couple of cool things coming up. Number one, since mentioning the unpacks on the last podcast, they've gone off. I'm serious, people. I have people that we are already hiring that are going to be doing unpacks for us next year. I don't think I'm going to do them. Great question on my Instagram this week. You know, is this just a reading? And it's, oh my goodness, I can't even, it's not even, it's nowhere near just a reading. I'm not going to just tell you what your design is. I'm a behavioral coach. I'm going to unpack that puppy for you, and I'm going to really help you get unblocked. I'm really going to get you opening up to your full potential. And I've had so much great feedback from them lately. I had one lady, I looked at my diary and I thought I saw a 2-hour unpack, and it was a 1-hour unpack. And we got to the end of the 2 hours and she said, well, I'm completely blown away. I only actually booked a 1-hour session with you, but I was getting so much from it. I just couldn't stop you. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I didn't know, that's on me. And you know, she went out of her way to say, oh, there's no way that it's on you. I'm paying for the other hour because I got so much more than I expected. So this is what you can expect from an unpack with me. And the reason I call them unpack is because it's not just a reading. It's not me sitting there just telling you what your design is. It's really going deep. And you being able to come to this session with something that's really getting in your way or with a goal that you finally want to achieve. So that's enough of that. If you want to get on it, the link is in the show notes, and yeah, get on it and don't be shy. The other thing that I'm so pumped and excited about is that we are getting really close. I'm going to get details for the membership for you very, very soon. This is going to have things like what we're talking about today. We talked about profile last week. We're going to have an experiment on type, experiments on authority. Like, there's going to be experiments on the four transformations and so much more. Like, I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to launch it. Okay, everyone, let's get into it, huh? Let's get into it. So when we're talking about looking at our human design chart, whether it's in my body graph or in genetic matrix or MMI, I think the other one is, What you're going to be looking at is those four arrows at the top of your chart. Now, within those arrows, we unpack them. You guys have already heard me talk about the PHS. You've heard me talk about environment on my Instagram. You've heard me talk about motivation. And I've finally got to the bottom of perception. So I'm going to give you a few insights on those and what they actually mean. So number one is the PHS. Now, if you want to really understand your primary health system, go back and look for the podcasts I did on it. I've got three, and I ran an experiment in my Facebook group that goes deep into all the different colors, all the different tones, and what that means so that you can run that experiment. But the PHS is fundamentally about how we digest life, how we digest food to get the most nutrition out of our food for longevity, health, well-being, but also how we get the most out of life. Now, if you have an arrow, top left-hand arrow is PHS. If it points to the left, it's always going to be strategic because it is the PHS, we're now talking about a focused brain. Because when we talk about that arrow, we're talking about brain health, the ability to retain memories, to have a healthy brain and cognitive processing. If you have that left arrow, then you're all about being focused. You're focused on your thinking, you're focused in your in the way you retain information, which means you're going to be more strategic, you're going to be more chunked down. Now, if you have the arrow on the right, then you are more receptive, or you are receptive. And this is the way that we're moving. The more rightness you have in your four arrows is going to be the more future human you are. Okay, so the future humans, we're going to be a lot more receptive, a lot more passive is a word you hear a lot. But again, I don't love the word passive because it kind of makes you sound like you're sitting there doing nothing. You're not going to be doing nothing. It's just that you're in more of a state of receptivity. So PHS. So that's pretty much it. Now, the thing that I want you to understand about the PHS is that this is our fundamental. This arrow is the most important for our childhood. And in human design, we really categorize human design up to our Saturn return, which is at 28. So up until like 28, 30, this is the one that you want to put the most focus on. Because ideally, in a perfect world, what we do up until that point is we really refine alignment with our PHS. So living with our color, living with our tone. So for me, I would have known as a kid that my color is touch calm and my tone is out of vision. And I would have known because, of course, as a kid, I used to eat alone a lot because I'm an only child. Mum and dad worked a lot, and I was as happy as anything to eat alone. Don't get me wrong, I did enjoy family dinners, but this was my natural state. This is how I took in the world. I also happened to be an only child, so on and so forth. But if I'd known that, I would have maintained that in my 20s, because the moment I sort of got out into the world, started sharing houses and getting out in the world and meeting Justin and having this bigger life, had I known the potential effects that were coming, and of course, no one can know what is coming, and it's important we go through these lessons. But one of the big things I now look back on from a PHS point of view is that all the years that I was going through depression and panic disorder, I was very much in this highly stimulated environment all the time, whether it was externally or even internally in my own mind. So I was never digesting. I was never getting the most out of life or my food. So this is the arrow we want to focus on up until our Saturn return at 28. Okay. And also, just quickly on that, again, our Saturn return is this. Saturn is the it's all about our own rules, okay? So if we break our rules, our laws, then we have to live with the consequences. So for me at 28, I was not listening to myself. I wasn't listening to my internal laws, and therefore I found myself
literally in fetal position on a cold concrete floor going, oh my God, I can't go on like this. Because I wasn't really listening to me, that I was following a career that didn't light me up. I was doing what other people thought I should do. I was trapped in a job at that point that I hated, living in a town that I couldn't stand, like just tick all the boxes. So inevitably my Saturn return comes along and I have to pay the consequences. Of course, it's also been one of the best things that ever happened to me, because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you if I hadn't had that moment. So this is why the PHS is super important. It lays down our foundations, and it's really also in alignment with a model that Carl Jung made popular, where we start out life as the athlete. You know, like we need to master our physical body first. Now, then we move down the arrows to the bottom left-hand arrow, and this is environment. And when our body, our physical body, is in the correct environment for us, then it really sets us up for us to see the world the way we're designed. Now, with the first two arrows, they are on the left-hand side. They are on the red side. This is unconscious. This is the physical body, the internal journey. So everything that we talk about here sort of goes through that frame first. So when we get to environment, if we're talking about the mind and the nutrition of the brain and the nutrition of the physical body, and getting the most vitality and energy and cell regeneration and brain health from our PHS, we move down into environment. And when our body is in, our physical body is in the correct environment for us, we are actually really setting ourselves up for success, easier to decondition. It's easier to see the things that we're designed to see, and much easier to be in alignment with our own design. Now, the thing that's important about this is, because when we have our PHS and our environment in line, what we're talking about is really stabilizing our vibration. We stabilize our vibration through the PHS. And what that means is, you know, when lots of people talk about raising your vibration and you kind of do random things that, you know, go and play, or you go out into nature, or you do something that you love, or you laugh, or you watch a funny movie. So when we talk PHS, this is how we specifically raise our vibration. When we talk our environment, this is how we specifically raise our unique vibration. So the environments, and there's six of them, and I will do a podcast on environment. I put them up on Instagram last week, so you can go to they're saved in stories on highlights there for you if you want to have a quick look at them. And what this does is, when we drop down into this environment at 30-ish, and again, all four arrows are always important, but they're just more important at certain life stages, if that makes sense. So we drop down into this environment, and we start a thing called our storyline. And our storyline runs from our Saturn return to our Chiron return. And it actually is the journey between environment and perception, which is the bottom right-hand arrow. Now, if in environment you have a left-facing arrow, then this is someone who wants to live in a physically active environment, or specifically, you are called out to be physically active in your environment. If it points to the right, then you are more receptive, more passive. Now, this is something for me that was freaking mind-blowing, because it really crossed another T and dotted another I for me. Because when I look at the dynamic of Justin and I'm the manifesting generator. I'm the one that has all the energy. And Justin's the projector. Like, he only has two defined centers. So he's really the definition of the things that you hear about projectors out there, okay? And he's a much more active human than I am, in the sense of, like, he loves to do lots of things all the time, whether it's with the business. You know, as you know already, he's a part-time CEO in a tech business. He's a part-time CEO, or I'm going to say business partner, in our business. You know, we're also running a project for a dear friend of mine, friend and mentor at the moment. So most projectors would be like, oh God, he can't do that. But the dude, like he loves it. He loves to be physically active. Now, the important thing about this is his environment calls him to be active. However, he does nap. Like he'll have his naps throughout the day. He's not the doer. He's not the main doer. Like even if you take the model of our business, I'm the one doing all the doing. He's the one that's being the projector and going, okay, this, just focus on this. This is the thing we need to do next. So it's not like he's actively doing all the doing. I'm doing the doing in the business. But his environment, his business calls him to be quite physically active. Like even this program that we're running, he has to be in the room to support people. And he loves that. Whereas me, I'm actually on the receptive side, on the more passive side. And one of the things about me is I have the capacity to be a huge doer, but it really depletes me. And I have, the more I learn about the heart center, also called the will center, the ego center, if you have a defined heart center, you're only 1/8 of the global population. You also know what it's like to be determined, to push through any barrier, both the resourceful and the resourceful ones. And one of the things you've got to understand if you have that receptive arrow in your environment is you're going to want to be more passive. You're going to want to be more receptive. So for me, what that means is that I love to be in an environment here, like on the podcast, or I love to be in an environment where with my mastermind, I love turning up and I'm just, sort of just listening to people and answering questions and guiding the conversation. Now, the times that I get really active in my business, whether it's running my social media, which I don't anymore. Thank you, Mel. You're the best. I love you. When I have to do lots of content creation. And again, I don't do a lot of that now because I have people that support me in that, Mel and Jess. When I get into a lot of the doing, it absolutely flattens me. My energy just goes. And I've often had that curiosity, like, well, this is stuff I have energy for. Why specifically do I get so exhausted? And knowing that there's always going to be an answer in your design, this was something for me that was really massive. And it also took me back to a lot of the things that I found tiring was even when I had young kids. So being called out constantly to be physically active in my environment, whereas now my kids are older and I'm more of a role model mentor as opposed to a parent that has to do everything with them, it's like so easy. So I really play around with that if you've got a left arrow or a right arrow. And in environment, it does break down into color and it does break down into tone. And again, I'll do more of a potty on that for you as well. So on our storyline that meets up with perception, this is the person that we're becoming to really step into our greatness after our Chiron return. So it's the journey that we take between 30 and 50. You know, no need to be in any rush. It's just really paying attention to your design, your definition, understanding where you're more open to conditioning or where you're open to flexibility within your design. And really, you know what, this is the time that you're really getting honest with yourself. And right in the middle of that, you have your Uranus opposition at around 40, where Uranus is all about, revolution, about uniqueness, weirdness. And so right in the middle of this journey, you're really called out to be your most authentic self. Now, when you get environment and you've got yourself in the place that's aligned for you, then the really cool thing is we go into perception. Now, perception is the bottom right-hand arrow. And I feel like this is the one that's the most misunderstood. The truth about this one is that this is how you're designed to see the world, okay? You're designed to see the world in this specific way. So your focus will naturally go to something. So, for example, I'm designed to see power. And what that means is that power is all about the winners and the losers. And what's really crazy about this, what I've just realized the more I learn, is that I, not only the way I train, like I've always gone straight for the you know, either the most qualified person or the most educated person. I've always trained when I was in elite sport, trained with the best coaches. But it's also this ability to go, wow, I can see if you just tweak that one thing, you will go from being, you know, at the bottom and struggling to this other place. So, and again, the power is a line three. So anyone who has lots of threes, wherever you see three come up in your design, it's very much about the material plane, being on the material plane and mastering the material plane and manifesting on the material plane. So I'm really designed to see how things, you know, the game of life works. Now, what's really cool about understanding these things is that this is something I've criticized myself for in the past. It's not that I judge people. It's kind of like what I do is go, oh, Emma, you, what would you know? But this is the mind jumping in and going, you know, having an opinion because I'm kind of like, oh, that person's nailing it. That person's not nailing it so much. And my mind is like, you're a bad person for judging them. And then what happens is I go to my distraction, and my distraction is all about personal. So I get all in my own journey, like, you know, stay in your own lane, Emma. Da, 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 da. And I tell myself this all the time. And as a behavioral coach, I've always been like, that's really resourceful. Actually, that isn't aligned with the way I'm designed to see the world. I'm designed to see the scoreboard. I'm designed to see that. And it's only my mind and what I've been taught and my conditioning to say that that's a bad thing. It's not like I grade people. It's not like I think anyone's better or worse than anyone. I know that everyone's got their perfect part to play. And if we just let ourselves do that, we're all going to come in a different area on that scoreboard. But if we didn't have the scoreboard, how would we know how we're going? So the reason why I say this is because especially once we get over to the other side, the other arrows, and again, I'm going to teach you more about this as we go, is that we're talking about things like judgments, another one of the colors that comes up, the tones that comes up. And it's only because we've made it a bad thing. We have this tendency to make things good or bad, but it's always, you know, it's the same coin, just a different side. Anyway, I've got a little bit off track. So perception is all about how you see the world. So what have we got so far? We've got the PHS. This is how you digest food, you digest life. This is how you get the most nutrition out of your food, out of your life, and stabilize your own unique vibration. Your environment. This is how your physical body operates best in your environment. Okay, so my environment is valleys wide, which means that I'm one of these people who Ra called them the traveler or the international. Like, I have to know what's going on in the world. I want to talk to people from all different walks of life. I want to see what, you know, what the travelers are all about or what they're bringing from the different lands. When I'm in that environment, that sets me up to see the world the way I'm designed to see it. So now we move into the top right hand arrow, otherwise known as motivation. It's about our cognition. It's about what we think about. So now we have the two right-hand arrows. We're over in mind. We're in the conscious, in the black. This is what we see and what we think about is the top right-hand arrow. We are designed to think about things in a very specific way. I kind of think it's hilarious that my tone, so the super sense tone is always about a super sense that you have, is meditation. That I'm a person who's designed just to sit back and allow the mind and see what comes up, what drops in, and not from an ego point of view, from a guidance point of view. And for me, I think that's hilarious because if I could, you know, it's the times that I do that I play and I go and do all of these other things instead of trying to think all the time, that just the most amazing things pop up in my mind. So motivation is really, Ra has this great metaphor for motivation, and he talks about it's the interpretation of the lines. It's the interpretation of the thing that we bring to our lines. So my line, again, is line three, desire. And desire is all about being, you know, teaching people, being a leader. It's about becoming an authority to serve. And this is what I'm designed to think about. I'm designed to think of the ways to do that. And he talks in this metaphor about, he said that he had seen Hamlet, I think he said, more than 100 times in his life. I'm like, really? 100 times? I mean, I like Shakespeare, but 100 times? And he said, he's seen someone, an actor, say those lines 100 times, but still he could say at the time of this recording that Laurence Olivier was the best he'd ever seen. And it wasn't that he said anything different or did anything different. It was his interpretation of the lines. So this, I love this metaphor. And this goes for everything, actually within all of your human design, but everything within the four transformations. Because when you really lean into these four arrows, your four transformations, then you start to step into your authenticity and you run your lines or your design the way you're designed to be, not anyone else. It's your interpretation of all of these things. And with the four transformations, when we get in alignment with these, and we don't have to like wait if we're 28 or 26, we don't have to wait to get in line with the in alignment with the others. Just know that this is the way we evolve as a human. As Jung said, it starts with the athlete, then it goes to the warrior, which is all about money and providing, that it transcends into the next level, which is statesman, and then to spirit. Whereas this, it's kind of like first we master the PHS, then we master the environment, then we master our perception, then we master our motivation. But when we choose to live in alignment or practice living in alignment with our four transformations, with our arrows, with our colors, our tones, our distractions, there's also a thing in there called transference, there's also a thing in there called trajectory. When we choose to live in alignment with those things, this is when we start to allow conditioning to drop away, resistance to drop away, because we are actually playing in the arena we're designed to play in, instead of looking at bits and pieces in our design or looking to the next guru for the next solution or running around chasing our tails. Because when we choose to live in alignment with these, with this, then we are open, we have space to really lean into who we are on an authentic level. You know, often people will go straight for the gates in human design. And I'm trying to work out how I can really do the gates justice for you guys here on the podcast. And I will, but of course they're going to be in the membership. But the thing is the gate is something that is so chunked down into the nuance. You know, if you take the bottom left-hand arrow, which is the environment, and you take the bottom right-hand arrow, which is perception, we're talking about the nodes. So if we just talk, I've talked high level, but we can chunk down into color, tone, transference, the nodes, the specific north node and south node for themes, then we chunk down and get more refined and more refined and more refined. But if we go straight, or when we go, because I know I've gone straight to my nodes, anyway, then we kind of lose the nuance, that we lose the bigger picture. Okay. So that's what the thing is that I love about these four, is it gives us the foundations, real foundations, to live in our own energetic alignment, our own vibration. We know how to tweak our vibration, our environment, our perception. Are we focusing on the correct things? Are we thinking about the correct things? Are we listening to our authority? Because our authority obviously governs all of this. Are our super senses that come from the tones, have we tweaked them to a point where, wow, far out, I'm really connected. I really know that I'm my own guru, that I have all this internal guidance working for me. Wow, that was a big one. So if you have more questions on the four transformations, by all means, please do let me know. I'm going to do podcasts on the ones I haven't already done. But again, I'm going to run an experiment for each one of these and bring them together in the membership, which is launching next month. And I think we're 24th of August when this is recording. Ah, so exciting. All right, everyone. So as I say, hit me up on Instagram. If you want an unpack, get on it. Again, links in the show notes. And that's it for today. Thank you so much. It's been lovely having you. Looking forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.